TV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on, everybody? It's another wonderful Friday. It is 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, waiting for my bud, DDP, to call into the show so we can talk to him. I know everybody was anxiously waiting the first time. Man, that guy must be a busy dude. But, yeah, we got a lot of awesome stuff to talk about. Love you guys, first and foremost, as always, as we always do. We shout out the fans. The fans are the man. We appreciate you guys, everybody that always tweets us and supports us. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. This is the Easy Way Show, and I'm your host, Eric Zuli, a.k.a. Easy, doing it the easy way, in Hollywood, California, the beautiful Hollywood, California, Los Angeles. Man, I'm outside right now on my laptop, beautiful, beautiful day, ready to talk to you guys, man. A lot of awesome things happening, a lot of awesome things. I don't even know where to start. God is good, that's all I got to say. First and foremost, we want to always thank Blog Talk Radio for having our back, man. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio for having our back. Blog Talk has now officially featured our show as a host. So on the featured section, we're one of the featured Blog Talk Radio hosts. So we just got that email. Really, really exciting. So this is going to be a featured show from now on. Right here coming live at you, man. Blog Talk Radio, support them. Go follow them, blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, Blog Talk Radio on Twitter. And if you need your own radio station or if you need to promote yourself in any way, you need to just get the word out, man. Blog Talk Radio is a great way to do it. It's free to start out, and then you can slowly build from there. It's awesome. So, yeah, we're waiting on Mr. DP, guys. Mr. DP, Diamond Dallas Page. You know, I've been a big fan for a long time. Diamond Dallas Page is a World Wrestling Federation champion. He's been in the business for a long, long time. Now he's doing a yoga class. And PR company assured me that he's going to be on the show. So I'm just going to wait until he calls in so we can talk to him. Just to start out here, you know, we're going to go ahead and start with our usual trippy trending topics. I see something here on Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, I'm waiting for this to load up here, and I apologize if I'm a little slower than usually, guys, because I got to be honest with you. I'm sitting here in the beautiful day on the street outside of a meeting right now with a company called Pearl Records Group and Filmworks. A lot of awesome projects, a lot of awesome things we're going to be doing with them. I'm hoping and praying that my tether on my phone does not go out, because if those of you don't know what tethering is, you can actually tether your cell phone, which gives you signal on your laptop. So I'm hoping and praying the signal doesn't go out, and I'm just doing what I can to make sure I give you guys a good show, and I hope you guys enjoy it. But so I'm trying to pull this up here. It says Dynamite announces new golf course with TWD Diamante Cabo San Lucas. Cabo San Lucas, a private oceanfront community. It's been announced to be a new 18-hole championship golf. You go to tigerwoods.com to get more information on that. Okay, so this finally pulled up here. So here's what we got. We got Tiger Woods. Well, I felt, and this is from Tiger Woods, I guess, more interviews. So this is an interview by Tiger Woods. I felt in control on the back nine towards the end of the front nine. I was hitting it really well, just missed a couple of short puts and eight and nine, but I was really hitting it really well. Just continued it, and I don't know what the hell we're reading here. What are we reading? What they said with Tiger Woods, and you know, what's the title of this? Discovery. I don't know what I'm reading here. I'm trying to read you guys something fun on Tiger Woods, but this is weird. I'm pulling up Yahoo Sports, and there's like no info on what this is. It's just an interview. That's kind of weird. They should have some sort of tiger or title. Well, anyway, it says what they said, Tiger Woods. I guess it's just a basic interview. Man, I'm not on point today, guys. I apologize. Just kind of like surfing around and I think what I'm going to do, just because this is what I do and I want to keep it interesting, so I'm going to go ahead and call the PR firm and ask why two times in a row their client, Mr. DDP, is not on our show. Because I know you guys want to hear from him. I know we promoted it. And I'm kind of, frankly, getting sick of promoting something that doesn't happen. So let's go ahead and give them a call live on the radio and see if we can figure out what the holdup and what the deal is and why DDP isn't on the line here. So we're going to go ahead and call them. Let's see. Okay. Calling them right now. Let's see what we got here.
Hi, this is Stephanie. I'm sorry, Mr. Call. Please leave me your name, number, and a brief message.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and turn that off. So, Stephanie, if DDP's published this, we're going to try this one more time. And who knows? Maybe she's listening to the show and she's not answering our calls. I don't know. I don't understand this. Man, DDP's been a fan of DDP. Really want to talk to him. I know you guys probably do too. So we're going to go ahead and try one more time here. 904... 80. But we want to, again, thank Blog Talk Radio for always featuring us and always showing us that love and trying to give you the best show possible. We're going to go ahead and try this one more time here. Again, we're calling DDP's public here. Name's Stephanie.
Hi, this is Stephanie. I'm sorry, Mr. Call. Please leave me your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a great day.
I'll leave a message. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing? This is Eric Zuli with Easy Way Broadcasting, live on the radio, wondering where your client is, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. We were supposed to be interviewing him, so I thought I'd just call with my fans, hang out with them, give you a call, wonder why he's not on the line to talk with us. If you could maybe call into the show, talk to us so we can talk to somebody, 914-338-1303. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Man, so I guess we'll just wait. Hopefully they'll get back to me, guys. Supposed to have DDP on the line, DDP as a guest. But I'll talk a little bit about what's going on. A lot of things happening. Again, we got Easy Way Broadcasting. Easy Way Broadcasting is now a new featured host, featured show on Blog Talk Radio. We're blessed to announce that. You can follow us at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or WTV Networks. With an S, WTV Networks on Twitter. And right now, I'm sitting outside of a really nice house for a really awesome meeting with the owner of Pro Records Group and Filmworks. And we got a huge holiday party we're setting up. They have many TV and film projects. So we just merged with Aftershock, a company called Aftershock, which is one of the leading production companies with Lionsgate. Many other projects. They do a lot of awesome things with. So we just merged with them. We're going to be doing some awesome film and TV projects. And again, if you guys want to get at us, you can follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter, or also the Easy, letter E, letter Z, the Easy Show 1 on Facebook. And we're going to be doing some awesome projects. Here's somebody calling in. Let's see who this might be. Hey, this is Easy on Easy Way Broadcasting. You're on the air with me. How are you doing? Who's calling and what's your name?
It's DDP, man. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, DDP, what's up, man? Thank you so much for calling in. We finally got him, ladies and gentlemen. We got the famous DDP on the line with us, Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah, man, we've been waiting for you. You're a busy dude.
Well, you know, I've been rode hard and put away wet on this trip, bro. I've been just going. I'm at the Javits Center in New York City. I flew into Connecticut after being in L.A., on Wednesday, I shot the very best of Nitro 2 on Thursday, had a meeting with Triple H, hopped in a car and buzzed into New York City. Had to get up in the morning to do WPIX TV, which was this morning. And now I'm at the Javits Center just getting my booth ready for we're doing health and wellness expo here at the Javits Center with WPIX Channel 11 in New York. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome, man. It sounds like you're a pretty busy dude. So you're out there, it sounds like, in New York, is it?
Yeah, no, I'm actually in the Big Apple right now.
Oh, yeah, okay, so you're in the Big Apple right now. Awesome. All right, well, hey, I've been a big fan of you, Diamond Dallas Page. I mean, I know there's a ton of listeners, and just so you know, the show is being featured. Your big old mug is right there on the homepage of Blog Talk Radio. We are also a featured host show on the homepage of Blog Talk Radio. So you're about to do it the easy way. I hope you're ready. I know you've been a legend in wrestling, man. Tell us about yourself. You know, who is DDP? You know, how'd you grow up? How'd you end up getting into the game? You know, just talk to us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a little bit loud right now because I'm walking to the car. So if you can hear me, cool. I didn't become a wrestler until I was 35. I went after my dream at 35 years old. Everybody told me I was crazy. They told me I was nuts. They said it couldn't be done. Hey, Kristen, will you open the store so I can get in here? Bottom line is, less than a year later, I was in WCW as a wrestler and started my journey from the bottom up. And my career didn't take off until I was 40. Baby, hit this thing, will you please? Oh, I got to hit the keys. My career didn't take off until I was 40, which was 1996. And in 1996, wrestling blew up like never before. I'd never do that again, but it was a crazy ride. I went from being a mid-card level wrestler to a main event guy in a very short period from that on, and that just increased my workload unbelievably to a point where, I was working 270-plus days a year. My first big match, main event, was with Randy Savage, and it would become the feud of the year, according to Pro Wrestling Illustrated in 1997. It was an amazing feud. Randy was he was everything he thought he was on TV. The Macho Man, yeah, dig it. He was as intense out of the ring as he was in the ring. And we had an amazing feud.
Yeah, can you dig it? I do. I feel pretty good about somebody, Randy Savage. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. Long story short, I wrestled, one main event after another, right up till end of 98, and then I ruptured my L4 and L5. Do you know where that is, Easy?
No, what is that?
That's your lower part of your back. Obviously, you have no back problems yet in your life.
Oh,
but you will.
I do know what that is, but I wanted to make sure the listeners know. Man, that's one of the worst places. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, anybody who has any lower back pain, it's probably your L4 or your L5. In my case, it was both. And when you rupture a disc, it's like squishing a jelly donut. In between each one of your discs is like a shock absorber. And in this case, we squish them. So three doctors said I was done. And I just signed a 3-year multi-million-dollar deal. And around that time, I was still married to Kim, and she was like, "Why don't you try yoga to heal your body?" I'm like, "Yoga? I'm not doing yoga. That's for chicks. It's not for me." And, long story short, I didn't do it until she, pretty much bullied me into it, of saying, "Your career's going to be over. You're going to lose your contract. You worked so hard to get here. Why won't you at least try this?" And that sort of, put me in a really ridiculous position of, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it was amazing how much it helped me. The first 3 weeks, I felt a significant difference in my flexibility and my core strength. So I started, mixing it with rehab. Hold on one second. I'm doing a radio
hey,
show right now.
He's doing a live radio interview right now. Whoever that is, go away.
Is this Clark? Okay. Everyone's trying to grab me here, dude. So,
you're high in demand. You're high in demand, brother. So go ahead.
So the bottom line is you want me in the back? Okay. God dang. All right. So,
Put whoever that is on the phone. Let me talk to them and tell them that we're doing a radio interview. They got to hold on.
All right. I just had to get in the car, dude. Traffic in New York's insane. It'll take us a while to get there. So, like I said, I started doing the yoga. I started mixing it with rehab. Can't be talking when I'm doing the show. Okay. I mixed the yoga with the rehab, and then I added old school calisthenics, and then I added something that was, I don't know how many people even understand it. It's like engaging muscles. You know what isometrics are?
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, think of isometrics. You're pushing against a movable object, engaging all your muscles. Now move. Still engaging, creating your own, I guess it would be friction or whatever. It's like a bodybuilder flexing muscles. And what I realized is every time you engage a muscle, your heart's got to be faster to get the blood to the muscle. So what ends up happening is you get in the fat burning zone standing still. So what DDP yoga has become was a zero impact, kick-ass cardio, dramatically increase your flexibility, your core strength conditioning. In less than 3 months, I was back in the ring. Now, when you got three doctors saying you're done, it's over, and then all of a sudden I'm back in the ring and wrestling at a feverish pitch. You know, I'm going to make that part of my lifestyle. And from there, I went on to share it with a lot of different guys. Like Chris Jericho, you know, pretty much everybody knows who Chris Jericho is. They said his career was over a year ago after he did Dancing with the Stars and he herniated his L4. And he ended up doing my program. Within 3 months, he was completely pain-free and headlined WrestleMania. So,
wow.
You know, I got 30 different guys in the WWE now doing my program. If you go to ddpyoga.com, you know, I stamped DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga because it's been DDP-erized. It's own animal. On the front page, you'll see a disabled veteran that I helped lose 140 pounds. And not only lose 140 pounds, we went from walking with knee braces, back brace, and wraparound canes, the ones you wrap around your wrist, to running. So, you know, they got over 6 million hits that video that went viral.
Wow, that's amazing. So you went from – so yeah, I know a lot of the listeners are probably wondering, where did DDP go? So if anybody's wondering, he's in the yoga world now. He's a DDP yoga, and I think you have – huh?
But not. Like, I use the word yoga only because it's, you know, it helps. It's probably about 50% of the workout, but it ain't like yoga. I didn't make this for people who are yogis. Unless they really want to, you know, kick-ass workout, which I can make this workout the easiest thing you've ever done, but the most challenging. You know, like I said, I got, you know, over 30 of the guys in the WWE doing it right now. And they're doing it because it heals their body and strengthens their body. So, it's yoga without all the spiritual mumbo jumbo as well.
Oh, okay. So it's basically kind of like training for your muscles and your mind and the stretching and all that stuff without the hum,
right?
All that, and
a lot more hulking it up and you know,
gotcha.
And making it physical.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Dee, like love to kind of bring you back into your past because I know you've had probably a lot of cool experiences. Can you share with us what is a story? What's a situation? What's one of the coolest experiences you've experienced in the WWF?
I wouldn't call it the WWF. I call it, you know, wrestling as a whole, WCW. I had the best part of my run with Turner.
Okay, and we'll go genre more broader in the whole wrestling world. Like, what's one of the coolest experiences you can think of in your wrestling career?
Becoming the world champion. You know, I mean, that is without question the coolest thing ever. Because when you start at 35. And your career doesn't take off until you're 40. Like, most guys are retired by the time they're 35.
Mm.
Yeah, because their body's too beat up. So when everyone's telling you can't do something and you consistently prove them wrong and you get all the way to, you know, the world championship title, and in that ring that night was Hulk Hogan, Sting, and Ric Flair. Yeah,
mm.
Three of the most iconic names ever in this business. And, you know, Ric Flair took the diamond cutter right in the middle. So that moment, unquestionably, the coolest thing that ever happened to me. Because what it proved is all the hard work will pay off if you just never give up. Like, did you ever watch the movie The Secret?
Oh, of course.
Okay. What did you get out of The Secret?
There's a lot of different things. There's a lot of inspirational messages.
Okay, but what do you take away that anything was possible?
Well, what did you get out of the secret? Like I said, there's a lot of different messages, so I don't want to just home in on one.
Well, that's the whole message, that if you manifest it in your mind, you can make it real. That it's, mm-hmm. the part that the secret left out was it takes work ethic. It just doesn't happen. Like they, in the secret, they had some kid imagine when I have a red bike, when I have a red bike, when I see the red bike, here's a picture of the red bike, I'm going to get the red bike. Oh, it's appeared at my front door. That's bullshit. You know, mm-hmm. that doesn't happen. You know, if the kid worked for the bike, you know, and got great grades, you know, it didn't cause his mother a hell of a lot of problems. Yeah, then maybe he gets the bike, but he got to work for it. So, you know, that's to me is a lot of people, you know, they just want to be something, or they want to lose weight, or they want to get in shape, or they want to do something that's hard, but they're not willing to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's the pivotal moment of everything. And whether it's your radio show or someone trying to get, you know, get into law school, I mean, law school just doesn't happen. You got to work your ass off for it. And when you get to law school, you just don't get to become a lawyer. You got to work your ass off. And then once you get through law school, you got to pass that bar. You got to work your ass off. It always comes back to that. And that's what I said. People really don't, you know, they think it just happens. Or it's never going to happen to me because that hasn't just happened. Well, you've been working for it. That's the message I put out there, man. Like when people say to me, oh, I'm going to try your DDP yoga and see if it works. I say, listen, look at all my testimonies. If you work, it works. If you don't work, it don't work.
I love it, man. You and I are going to get along good. You know, I don't know if you've gone to my blog, HollywoodItGuy.com, and looked at what the easy way is about, but you just hit the nail right on the head. Yeah, you gotta work, and you gotta work harder than most, and then you gotta work harder than most that work harder than most, and keep
right.
going. And then the trick is consistency. You gotta be consistent on everything, and even those days. I mean, I have those days where you know, there'll be a certain red carpet or something. I just really don't feel like going out, and those are the main days I make myself go out because those usually end up being the best days. You know,
right,
you just have
right.
to force yourself to follow those dreams and do what you need to do. And you have to basically make it happen for yourself. It's not going to be given to you totally.
There you have it.
No.
So we have the same viewpoint. Anybody who's listening to that, I hope they took something away from that. Like, you got to work at it.
I love it. Well, yay, man, we got something in common. And for all the listeners, I'm going to just kind of throw a question at a random. Let's say you find a lamp on the beach and you get your choice for three wishes. What wishes would you choose?
Besides 1,000 more wishes?
Yeah, that's a difficult. You can't go this difficult answer. Nice try.
The first thing, that I would be healthy, really healthy my entire life, because
okay.
health is the most important thing on the planet. You know, a lot of people, you know, I'll ask them, you know, they'll be bummed out or, you know, they can't do this, they can't make the time. And I say, well, what's the most important thing to you? Most people will say my family, you know, my kids, my wife, my this, my that. And I always say wrong. And I make them, you know, have five guesses sometimes so they finally come back and go, well, my health. Yeah, because if you're not healthy, guess what? None of the other shit matters. Period.
I agree.
That's a great
message. Okay, so health would be number one. What's number
health
two?
Health would be number one. To tell you God's honest truth, you know, because it's so ridiculous, you know, I don't really go past that because you're never going to get that. I could make my health as good as I can. But if I was going to really go into, you know, fantasy world, I would want to be a time traveler. I would want to be able to go back and meet certain people. I want to go back and meet Jesus Christ. I want to go back and meet, you know, Cyrano de Bergerac. I want to go back and meet, like, you know, Rocky Marciano. Meet Muhammad Ali when he's 16 years old. You know, I want to meet those guys. You know, I want to go back and hang out with Frank Sinatra. You know, if there's one wish after health, it's just being able to be a time traveler with great health. Oh, my God. You know, and I don't want to live forever or anything. I just want to live just a life where I can do what I want to do. And I don't need $1 billion, but you know, because there is enough money. As far as I'm concerned, whatever I can always do, what I want to do, and my family can do what they want to do, and everybody else is, you know, comfortable, that's enough for me. And, you know, I'm constantly on that path.
Okay, so you want to go, so your first one's health. Second is you'd like to go back in the future and meet some historical figures. And what would the third and final one be?
To be at a point where I never have to think of money ever.
Again, that's another cop-out wish. That's an easy wish. Like, to be able to just never just not have money or have a
But it allows you to do what you want to do. And
that's
being,
true.
And I'm actually, all those wishes besides the time travel, I'm constantly working on. Like that second one, the second one you can't do. That's what I'm saying, is the fantasy wish. The other ones, oh wow, Sally. the third one is I'm working on that. That's not a tap out wish to me. I'm literally working on that every day. So
I
never have to think about money again. And it's going to be DDP yoga. And it's going to be, I mean, for 10 years, I didn't make a dime. I just kept putting my money into this thing. I was over $500,000 of my own money into helping people. And this is the first year it came around full circle. Have you seen the video of the disabled veteran?
I have not. I don't. Man,
How could you? How could you try to get me on? Like, that will be I'll tell you what, you just made it like mandatory. Like, I'm not even taking an interview with somebody if they haven't taken 4 minutes and 54 seconds to look at the video that's going to inspire you more than you've ever been inspired in your life.
Well, you need you need to shoot me an email, and I'll make sure I take a look at that. But I'm like you,
no,
man.
See, now wait a minute, because I'm backing you up here, Easy, because the bottom line is the woman you've been talking to, Stephanie, she sent that to you. It's the number one thing that goes out. You must watch this video.
Okay, I will.
You know, I'm telling you, if I tell you it's the most inspiring thing you've ever seen, I can back that up. I'm
nice.
Not just talking
okay.
smack. So when I get off the air with you and you go to watch it, you come back and anything, save this spot here, replay it, and then you tell people what you thought when you saw that. I won't be
there. Tweet about it. We'll tweet about it, totally.
It sounds like
it's definitely a video that needs to be watched, and anything with good messages, I not only do I watch it, but I'll put the word out, because, you know,
let me give you the backstory, all right?
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, I had my first DVD series out there, and anybody who bought it, I would send them an email saying, hey, really appreciate you getting the program. Love to hear. I'm not trying to sell you anything. You already bought it. Really love to hear some feedback from you. And, you know, people would write back. This one guy wrote me back, and it was so thorough, it blew my mind. So I wrote him back. I said, sounds like you need some help, man. I see you, you know, you really got thorough with my answers here. I said, tell me more about yourself. He wrote me in the beginning, he relegated to thinking of himself as a piece of furniture.
Mm.
And then he went in to say he was a disabled veteran. And he told me he was morbidly obese. I said, send me some pictures. And when you see him walking in the beginning of the video, because it isn't like pictures before and after, even though they're crazy chain, you know, transformation. But this is video and his son shot of him on his journey. And over this journey, he will stand and fall and fall and fall and get back up again to a point
mm-hmm.
that the weight is falling off him, and he loses the knee braces, and he loses the back brace, and he loses the canes, and he loses 140 pounds. But the most important
wow.
thing is he gains back his life.
Wow, I love it.
Come back.
Well, you know, I do speaking all over the world. I do social media training. I do consulting, and the, one of the main things people ask me is, well, you know, what's the key to success? And the main thing I always say is never give up. Period. Just keep going after it.
Well, that right there, you said that, Easy. That's the title of that video. Never ever give up, Arthur. You just put that in YouTube. Anybody's listening, you don't want to go to ddpyoga.com. It's right there. We've also got our Good Morning America's on there. You know, a bunch of different shows that we've been on. Fox and Friends, all sorts of different, you know, entities we've been on there to get the word out about this. And that was 6 years ago. So today the guy's doing stuff that totally blows my mind. He can do stuff I can't do.
I love it. Well, you guys are tuning in to Easy Way Broadcasting, and lines are open, 914-338-1303. And this is Diamond Dallas Page, a legend himself in wrestling, World Wrestling Federation champion. You guys can check this out at WTVNetworks.com. Click on Easy Way Radio, and you will see his page talking about some really wonderful stuff. So anybody that's tuning in, it's 30 minutes from the beginning of the show. We're going to go ahead and give him a round of applause for all the answers that he's given us, because they've been very inspirational. We really appreciate it. Yeah. You know, you got to get that red carpet treatment, baby.
Easy, you got two more questions, bro, because I got to get to my next deal. So what else you got for me, kid?
Well, you know, there's probably a lot of listeners wondering about, you know, what you would say as far as some inspirational words that maybe a couple people that might want to get into wrestling or just give us some inspirational words about your experience and what you would say to the listener that might want to get involved in that career.
I think it's a really rough career, you know, especially today because there's not a lot of places to go. But the kids who, because I hit all the time on YouTube, on my, you know, my Facebook, everywhere. It's like, how could I do, you know, live the dream like you did? I say, first, you get an education. Because without an education today, you have nothing. And the problem with so many wrestlers is they started so young, and then when they get done, they're in their 30s and all of a sudden, or 40s, and they don't know anything else. They don't have that piece of paper. So it's really tough to continue that life unless you saved all your money, which nobody does. So my point is, if you're going to do this, do it right and have an education before you go into it. Because, you know, this, if people, guys who want to be wrestlers, they can be happy working the independent scenes, which would be like a bar, a band that guys want to be a rock star, but they can be happy playing in the bar band. If you can be happy, if that's really what you want, then go for it. If you feel you got to get to the WWE, well, you're one of a million people. So you better have that extra special something that's willing to work not 5 times harder or 10, but 100 times harder. And also being able to give up your entire life, because that's what it's going to take today. So it's about being realistic and then still reaching for the goals.
Yeah, realistic, reaching for your goals, and again, like we said, never giving up. But you say it's a pretty tough sport. It is. Yeah, at least you're being real. You know, it's tough.
It is what it is, man.
Now, what about social media? I noticed that you're on Twitter, and tell us some good experiences you've had with social media. What I mean is, like me, I actually have my own column in the Washington Times now because of meeting somebody on Twitter, you know, just by talking to people on Twitter. And I apologize about the cars driving by, guys. Like I said, I am outside right now. I'm actually stepping out of a meeting right now myself to make sure we get this broadcast for you. But talk to us a little bit about social media and what it's done for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, there would be, my company still would not be anywhere near what it is today if it wasn't for Twitter and Facebook. I mean, when Chris Jericho started doing the workout and started getting crazy results, he started tweeting about it and telling people about it. And then other people tell other people. So, I mean, there's so many people like on my Facebook. If you go to Facebook, DDP Yoga, one word, not two words, but one word, DDP Yoga, read what people write. I mean, I couldn't ask people to write the stuff that they write, you know. So that's about getting that word out there, you know, that it becomes viral with people like this. The whole Arthur video, that video, that when it went viral, David Copperfield, he tweeted, "Stop what you're doing right now and witness real magic," and had at DDP Yoga and my link to the video. When I got off the plane that day, and it was going crazy viral, we're up over 400,000 hits, like, in a day. Tony Robbins wrote, "One of the most inspiring videos I've ever seen. Starts off slow, well worth the wait." So, you tell me what, you know, we've got over 6 million hits and made my company over $1 million company in 1 year.
That works. You're obviously one of those personalities that's using social media for the right reason. Now, the people that might be trying to follow you and trying to get you to follow them back, because I know everybody wonders how they can get a celebrity to follow them back. Do you have any tips, anything that might catch your interest or catch a celebrity's interest in general to get you to follow them back?
I pretty much anybody who's people would never believe how much how easy it is to get to know Diamond Dallas Page if they're doing my program, if they're putting the work in again. Coming back to hold on 1 second, say goodbye to my sister. See ya. People would never believe how much how easy it is to get next to me. All they gotta do is be a part of the program and help other people, because I've helped so many people, you know, get their health back, get them to own their lives again. And my only payoff from them is they help others. And that's the way this works. So, I mean, I've got a social network site called TeamDDPYoga.com. If you forget the program, well, you're invited to Team DDP Yoga. When you're invited to Team DDP Yoga, it opens up a whole other world of people who actually care about people. I mean, I think it's without question the coolest thing I've ever done.
We really do have a lot in common, because I actually have a social network we're working on called Thank the Middleman, which is all about people helping people. The same scenario. We gotta follow each other on Twitter, and we gotta talk. We'll talk with Stephanie or whatever. Because I'm digging you, man. You have a real good pure spirit, and it really shows that you like to help other people. We definitely are gonna research each other and keep in touch. I'm definitely feeling you being on the show, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate all the wonderful advice you've given all my listeners. And I don't want to hold you up much more, but if I could ask you one more thing, if you can go ahead and say your first and last name is DDP, and you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and if you could say you're doing it the easy way, we'd love to get a quick drop from you.
Okay, so wait, we have to give that again to me, Easy. What'd you say? Give it to me again.
Hey,
how do you say
hey
that?
Hey, guys, it's Diamond Dallas Page. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and
easy,
I'm doing
easy way
it the
break. Easy Way Broadcast. I'm doing it the easy way. Yo, monkeys, it's me. Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, and you're listening to the Easy Way Broadcast and doing it the easy way. Good God.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I really appreciate you being on the show. You're an awesome guy. You guys check him out and follow him on Twitter at RealDDP on Twitter, DDP Yoga or Yoga DDP. You have many websites. Just make sure you Google him. Support DDP. He's a great guy, great individual. We really appreciate you being on the show. Again, this is a show that is nationally syndicated over 500 million people through our network, WTV Networks. And we also want to also say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for supporting us in the way that they do. And we'd definitely love to have you back on. Love to talk to you more. Hopefully you'll follow me back. And we get some listeners that definitely follow your movement and the wonderful positive things that you are doing. Once again, guys, Diamond Dallas Page, last final words for our fans. DDP, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Well, the bottom line is go to ddpyoga.com to see what's happening in my world. And if you want to see that video of disabled veteran Arthur Borman, absolutely. Go to ddpyoga.com. Watch it now. Easy, I'm going to be expecting you to be going to my Facebook, ddpyoga.com. Not ddpyoga.com, but my Facebook, ddpyoga, one word, and putting a comment what you thought of Arthur's video after you saw the transformation.
I'm a Twitter guy, man. I'll be following you on Twitter. You follow me back, and we can tweet all day. The last time I went on Facebook was, yesterday. I guess I could do the Facebook thing.
Do the Facebook thing and tweet that video out there if you love it. If you don't, then don't worry about it.
All day long, man. Hey, I really appreciate you being on my show, man. Thanks for all the positivity. I'm looking forward to having you on again. And we also have many other platforms with Green Screen, and we're working on a television show, talk show right now with Video On Demand and Dish. But we have the same publicist, so you'll know it all. All right, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. And congratulations on all your success. And you guys, again, this is Easy Way Broadcasting, DDP. We're going to go ahead and give you that outro music so you can be outro. And once again, thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's been your pleasure.
Ha ha! Yeah, guys, so that was DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, the legend himself from the World Wrestling Federation, WCW. I mean, everybody knows who DDP is. And I'm your host, Eric EZ Zuli, doing it the easy way. And like I said, we do have some crazy, crazy things going on. Make sure you tune in to HollywoodItGuy.com. Tune into the blogs, WTVNetworks.com. And if you want to follow the show, if you did enjoy what you heard, you have any questions, and we do broadcast every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Man, things are just getting crazy, crazy and fun. We want to shout out Blog Talk Radio again for supporting us. We are a featured show on the homepage now. We're a featured host, and most of our guests does get featured on the today's picks on the homepage of Blog Talk. So we really appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead and close this out with a commercial. A couple of celebrities and public figures that do support the show. And if you guys have any reasonings to get at us, you can go to easy@theeasyshow.com. Tune in tomorrow, actually, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Shane Sparks, tune in, same place, same time, easywaybroadcasting.com, WTVnetworks.com. Shane Sparks will be teaching you all those secrets and talking to you all about all the celebrity choreographers and all the stuff you don't know about dance. You will get on that show. So, again, I'm your man, Easy, guys. Follow me on Twitter, Eric Zuli. I love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or next Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Easy Way Broadcasting. Yeah.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
You've been listening to Eric EZ Zuli on Easy Way Broadcasting. Follow Eric on Twitter at Eric Zuli to find out about his next show. And check him out at HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.